Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. Is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shampoo.
Oh boy, the flu's going around.
Cough, cough. A hemorrhage. This electronic current buildup is making me feel awful. I need you a power down cycle soon, but before that, gotta do the show tonight. Take it away, guys.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Wow.
I don't know, man. Something is going around. There is, like, sneezing and sinus drainage and sore throats and achy legs and feverish.
Could it be allergies? Are you guys suffering from an allergy outbreak?
It's a little early for that, to be honest.
Okay. It's always time for allergies in Florida.
No, see, for us, usually it doesn't come until, like, beginning of September, mid-September.
Okay.
It's a little early, but it's been chilly, which we'll get to in the news later. The weather later.
The weather later, yeah. We should probably get to that, our most favorite subject of them all. All right.
Yeah, right.
Hey, everyone, this is Anthony from Tampa.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe from Chicago.
Hi. I am your lovable Shyampa radio host, Betty. And you know what? My butthole says let's get started with tonight's broadcast of episode 55, Discarded Pillows on the Highway, for Monday, August 22nd, 2016. And now, for the weather. Hey, Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampanites?
Well, thank you, Betty. I love our title, Discarded Pillows on the Highway. That came to me on my way home today from work because there were discarded pillows on the highway. And I just said, Joe, this would be a great show title. Sometimes,
that's sad, but that's very catchy.
It was. Yeah, I know. I was kind of like, you know, maybe, you know, it obviously is catchy in a weird way. It definitely is curious. Anyway, thank you, Betty. Here's your current Tampa Bay weather for Tampa International Airport, KTPA. I really need to rewrite that. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. There we go. That works much better. It's currently 235 degrees outside with 10,000% humidity. It's been hot. It has been hot lately again. We got another heat wave. It's 90 degrees and it's 58% humidity. So the humidity is actually a little lower than normal, but it's still 90 degrees, which gives us a heat index of 99 degrees Fahrenheit at 8 o'clock at night. Tonight, it will be mostly clear with eventually a low around 79. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 93. Heat index values as high as 103 with a 50% chance of afternoon storms. Tuesday night, 30% chance of storms. Before 8 o'clock, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 78. So luckily, we are dropping down in the evenings, but the humidity is still there. So it kind of, you know, it's like a cold dampness. And then on, Tuesday night. So on Wednesday, we'll be partly sunny with a high near 92. Again, heat index values as high as 102 degrees with a 60% chance of afternoon storms, especially if you're shitting in your pants or whatever the hell that noise was. That's the sound. That's what it sounds like when you poop your pants. 80% or 60% chance of afternoon storms on Wednesday. And that is your weather for Tampa Bay.
Well, thank you, Anthony. And now for your current Shyampa Chicago weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. At the time of our live broadcast, we were currently at 76 degrees. Humidity is at 40%, and the wind speeds are variable at 7 miles per hour. Barometer is 30.15 inches, and the dew point's 52, so why do I feel like shit? Visibility is 10 miles, and heat index, if you can call it that, is 79.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Tonight we can expect... Yes, it's actually really gorgeous outside. The problem is also, which we'll get into later, is dust. But anyways, dust. Tonight we can expect clear skies with a low around 64. Tuesday can be sunny with a high near 81, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 69. And Wednesday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 p.m. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy after 1 p.m. with a high near 83 after 1 p.m. And that's your latest Chicago weather. Are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcaster looking for more exposure? Let us play you. Send an email to playus@shyampa.info or give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. Again, that's 813-327-8566. And Betty will take your message, so leave us some juicy details about who you are, and we will be in touch.
And we're going to do another quickie here on dialing instructions. So you grab you grab an outside line, and then you, what's our number?
3-2-7-8-5-6.
813-327-8-5-6-6.
Well,
I don't have to dial
813.
I'm in 813.
Your call cannot be completed.
Maybe I do have to dial 813. Hold on. 813-327-8566. This is how easy it
Hello,
is.
Hello, this is Betty, and you've reached Cheyenne Radio.
Betty.
I guess you're calling because
Hi,
you
Betty.
Want to talk to those two idiots on the air.
See?
Just hold on,
just answer
and they
the
will
phone.
Be with you shortly.
She'll be mean.
She'll answer the phone and say things.
Yep. Oh, look, it's
and
echoing.
And then we'll be
again.
In the Echo Land!
Boom. 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 All right. Well, that was fun.
Olympics.
Oh, I hung up. Anyway, so the Olympics, it just wasn't as exciting right now. Maybe after a little bit more access to the database, we'll find it more entertaining.
I know it's not in our talking points, but I just wanted to bring up the fact that everything was going great for the Americans in the Olympics, and then these three fuckheads.
Oh, my God.
They had to go and piss on the side of a gas station wall or something.
I thought you had this in the talking points. Didn't you have this in the talking points? Did you take it out?
No, I don't have this in the talking points. You know how ad hoc I am.
Okay. Well, you did have something in there that said something about white privilege, which with the...
I did.
Okay.
And you know what? I took it out because I didn't actually have talking points. I was too... Folks, I've been a little sick. I've got the whole congestion thing, and I feel a little achy and just kind of bleh. yeah, exactly.
Exactly, yes.
But what I wanted to talk about was the fact that, you know, these guys use some kind of little scheme to get out of the fact that they basically vandalized private property in Brazil. And then they lied about it. They said that they were robbed at gunpoint.
What did they vandalize? I didn't catch the whole story.
A gas station wall.
Okay.
They pissed. They took a...
Okay.
Okay, we had to mute there for a second, folks. At random points, I got a cough because just the post-nasal drip just decides to kick in at the most inopportune moments.
How it goes.
But anyways... So they basically pissed along a gas station wall.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Like the rear side of it or the side wall or something.
Okay.
And something, they got caught, and they, in order to kind of get out of it so that the police wouldn't be called, they paid a bribe.
Okay, which...
And then they concocted this story that they were robbed at gunpoint.
Ah. See, I guess that right there is kind of probably my biggest point is... If they paid off the police officer just to kind of look the other way, then you just go back and you don't say anything about it. The whole lying point, I think that was always the sticking point for me is that, you know, they were under this story.
Well, you know, the privilege here too. The privilege too here is you commit a crime in a country and then you basically just say fuck you to the country by saying, oh, well, I got robbed at gunpoint. Because you know that there were stories that were legitimately where people were getting robbed.
Oh, no, totally.
And they tried to take advantage of that. So, exactly. To further the little stupid, little immature scheme, to be honest. But now it's great. What's his face? Is his name Lockie?
I think so, yeah. He lost. He's losing endorsements now.
He lost his endorsement from Speedo.
Well,
and you know, when you start losing endorsements over something like that, you know, it's time to reevaluate your life.
That's true.
But speaking of reevaluating life, God, what's going on in Louisiana, Anthony?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I think we've all heard here and there about the flooding that's been going on in Louisiana. And it's been pretty bad. I just thought I'd bring it up because, you know, it's a terrible thing to have to deal with, and we hope everyone's okay. But so far, the flooding, it killed 13 people and damaged at least 60,000 homes across 20 parishes. The Red Cross said their response efforts are expected to cost at least $30 million, and at least 25,000 people have filed flood insurance claims. So, or 25,000. So it's obviously it's hit some pretty big area. And I mean, I don't know if you've seen pictures. Have you seen pictures or anything on the news about it?
I have.
Yeah, it's really wiped them out pretty badly. So,
I mean, I've seen complete neighborhoods just underwater, and it's just like, holy crap.
Yeah, and I was reading earlier today. I don't know, it might have been NPR. Sometimes I wander over there. And they did an interview, I think, with a resident of one of the affected areas. And apparently one of the problems was that a lot of people didn't evacuate quick enough because they didn't anticipate it to be such a problem.
You know? Well, and I found out, too, that those areas were not ever in a flood zone. So, therefore, like two-thirds of the people that lived in these parishes did not have flood insurance.
No, exactly. So
but it's messed up.
Flood insurance is always important. That's what I'm going to say. It might cost you an arm and a leg, and trust me, it will cost you a few arms and a leg and another arm and leg and arm and leg. But it is definitely worth it. I have it on my, you know, cardboard box behind the studio. It's really cheap. For me, I think it's like $6 a year because cardboard's easy to replace. But, you know, it's good for everyone else, though. But that, neither here nor there. So a lot of these homes, you know, we're dealing with a huge issue here. And, of course, anyone that lives in the Southeast, us, me included, we're probably going to see one hell of a rise in our insurance rates and our flood insurance.
Now you're
rates.
You are in a flood zone, correct?
No, actually, technically, I am not. The studio actually is not in a flood zone whatsoever.
Okay, so the Cheyenne studios for the moment are okay, but we could see our insurance rates go up a little bit. That's
well, I mean, there's no question our insurance rates are going to go up. I mean, you know, an antelope sneezes over in Australia and my insurance rates go up. But that's that's a constant. But I'm sure they're going to go up a lot more now because of this. So, but anyway, if you are a giving type of person and you want to donate towards the relief efforts, I recommend, and I should have looked a few up, but this was kind of an ad hoc script that we threw together in about the course of 12 hours, I think. Maybe roughly 12 hours, 24 at most.
So are they still like saying to give to the Red Cross?
That's actually kind of where I was going, and then I kind of side questioned, and I think you totally zoned out on my side question.
I think I totally did zone out.
I think you did zone out. I made mention that I wanted to put some local charities in to the script to tell people where to donate to, but we didn't have time because we did this in like 12 hours, the script.
Yes, we did. Yes,
it was
did.
Totally ad hoc. But if you're going to donate, you know, the Red Cross has gotten a lot of flack over a lot of money they took in for Haiti that they really didn't do anything with. And there was a big article on it on NPR earlier last week, I think it was. Yes, I see hand raising.
Yes, I found something. I was actually successful this time.
Oh, goody.
Okay, online donations, and this is coming directly from the Times-Picayune, Greater New Orleans. The very number one source is to Red Cross. They're accepting donations via telephone.
Of course.
1-800-RED-CROSS. Or you can text on your phone, and messages, rates, and surcharges may apply. See your carrier.
But do we want them to donate to Red Cross?
Well,
I mean, Red Cross has been kind of funky with money. Maybe local charities. Are there any local charities
here's
listed?
Here's another very interesting charity then.
Okay.
This is the Companion Animal Alliance. It's Baton Rouge's city animal shelter.
Okay.
And they can be found at www.caabr.org.
All right. And then what about to help the people outside of the Red Cross? Any local agencies helping the residents?
Let's see. There's a lot of there's the Capital Area United Way. Do we accept United
Way?
I
don't think United Way is an issue. I think United Way hasn't been scandalous lately. So let's go with United Way. We recommend donating to the United Way.
There's a lot of United Way links.
Okay,
but if you're one of the old fashioned types, like that crazy old guy, you can send a check.
A check
to the United Way of Southeast Louisiana. Attention Flood Relief, 2515 Canal Street, New Orleans, LA for Louisiana, 70119.
Or you can Google.
There you have it.
Or you can do Google United Way of, what was it, Southeastern Louisiana. So, but yeah, definitely, if you're going to donate to local charities is my opinion, because the Red Cross has been is in question on what they've been doing with their money. So,
you know, I'm going to post this to our website, actually, because there is
awesome.
Quite a few different ways you can donate to.
That is awesome.
They do also, if you're in person, they've got donation drop-off sites. There's all kinds of food banks, and United Way seems to be participating quite hard.
Yes.
Junior League of New Orleans.
Okay.
You know, because those folks are hurting right now. And, it's important that we do whatever we can, you know,
Definitely. I mean, even $5, $10 can go a long way.
Now, here's the one thing I don't recommend is that you just, like, rush on down there and try to help. It's like, go to an official agency for that area to see how they want you to deal with that.
Yeah, don't go driving down.
Fireman or paramedic or something like that. They might use you if you're a doctor or something like that. But yeah, I mean, for people like us, it's like, just donate money.
Yeah, just donate money. if they're calling, they're not calling for people to come down right now. If they were calling for physical help, which they may at some time and point. But for now, dollars buy supplies and water and clothing and cots and something, food.
Yes.
So dollars do best. So, anywho, let's see. We got 49 seconds before we go to your news. But I wanted to say, have you seen pictures of that glass bridge in China?
Yes, I have, actually.
That thing is friggin' I would never get on that fucking thing. I would shit my pants before I walked across that thing because I'm terrified of heights. But I think it's pretty awesome.
How thick is the glass?
It's really thick. You can see through it, but it's thick. I mean, they had people out there like hitting on it with sledgehammers, and they drove a car over it. So it's pretty sturdy glass.
See, I don't need you to be like hammering it with a sledgehammer. I just want to walk across it.
Yeah,
nice and peacefully.
Well,
like,
then you should be okay. Apparently, you should be all right to walk across it nice and peacefully, without any issues.
Now, would I be able to access the database while walking across it? Because that would actually be a lovely
Being in
experience.
China, that would probably be a very bad idea. That would probably get you life in Chinese prison. So, don't you got some news for us? Oh, wait. Yes, we got something exciting going on here. Hold on.
We have a...
All right, hold on. I know. There we go.
interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
And Chip Skipper sourced this one, Marty, hard and far. KFC introduces sunscreen that smells like fried chicken.
Sweet.
To keep you from turning extra crispy. And this is from our friends at Time Magazine by Reza Bruner. Would you slather yourself in a healthy chicken aroma, Anthony?
No.
Well, if you decided you wanted to, KFC has created a Kentucky Fried Chicken SPF 30 sunscreen.
Well,
the chain
SPF
announced
30.
On Twitter on Monday. Yes, for reasons that remain questionable, the fried chicken giant decided to get into the skincare game, launching a website and free sun protection product that is imbued with the alluring scent of fried chicken.
Awesome.
Yes, the sun gives us life, but if we're not careful, it also gives us painful sunburns. I mean, people will start looking like you, your chicken. That's why we made KFC's extra crispy sunscreen, the site reads. Harmful ultraviolet rays bounce off your skin while the lovely fragrance rays penetrate it to give you a healthy chicken aroma. What is a healthy chicken aroma?
I didn't know people should have any bit of a chicken aroma. We should smell like people, not chicken.
So, KFC Extra Crispy Sunscreen is an actual product. It is not a food product. Again, not a food product.
Not a food product.
Do not eat this product. Do not eat the person, even though they smell delicious.
They will taste nasty.
Because it is not delicious.
It is sunscreen.
The only skin that should be extra crispy this summer is your on your fried chicken, the company warns.
Sweet. Alrighty then. Wow, that's pretty awesome.
So if you don't want your skin to sound like that and people to like come running up to you, bite
trying to
your
lick
skin.
You. Lick you. Although that could be fun. That depends on how you look at it.
Now, apparently, you can paint your nails with KFC scented polish, too.
I see. Wow. They just have like a whole product line going on here, don't they?
That's amazing. Awesome. It's like, I wonder who they market this to.
Anyone that will buy it. Wow.
That, folks, concludes your little breaking news story there. I hope you enjoyed it.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Wow. People sure are inventive.
Wow, right? Tell
Let's
me
take
it.
A dip into this. Our first interesting, if not slightly crazy, story tonight. So guess what, Anthony?
What?
Philadelphia is urging residents not to swim in dumpsters after a rented trash bin was filled with fire hydrant water and transformed into a pool.
Ew.
If you clicky-clicky on the link...
I don't think I want
you can
to.
See like people. You could see people standing in what looks like a big refuse waste bin filled with water.
Ew.
So, the online news site Billy Penn first reported the shenanigans at a weekend block party.
Ew.
Sounds innocuous enough. The party's organizers told the site they power washed the dumpster. They lined the bottom with plywood and tarps and cushioned the corners with pool noodles.
Okay.
However, filling it with hydrant water caused the biggest issue with city officials. The Department of Licenses and Inspections issued a statement saying the city won't issue permits for block party dumpster pools.
Alrighty.
Agency spokesman Karen Guss said, "You would think this decision would not require an explanation. Among the reasons, it takes water that should be available in the event of a fire. The strong water pressure could push someone into harm's way, and the huge amount of water release could cause a main break. We are not screwing around, Philly," Guss' statements reads. "The city strongly recommends that residents opt for recreational options that are safer, more sanitary, and less likely to deplete the resources firefighters need in an emergency."
You just fill it up with your garden hose.
I'm all about saving resources around here.
Use your garden hose.
But you know what, though? I had to laugh when I saw this. I'm like, that's just privilege right
there.
Wow,
a dumpster.
Taking a nice big dump right back at you.
Wow.
I don't care if you power wash the dumpster. Did you sanitize it?
No.
And power washing doesn't guarantee sanitization.
And it still smells like KFC chicken.
Yeah. Ew, could you imagine some bimbo like just like taking a dive into the...
Well, I hope nobody's taking a dive into the dumpster at all. That's a very shallow diving space.
And then
space.
There's like this... There's this KFC sunscreen oil slick in the dumpster pool.
It smells like chicken. All right.
Gross.
That makes me hungry.
So, you know, Anthony, from where I sit, I feel dating is such a precarious thing in any age. And these days, some people will do anything to find their true love, like this guy in China. Let's hear what happened.
Sure.
So this is by Ed Flanagan from NBC News. So out of Beijing, they say true love waits. And one man who went looking for it online seemingly took it that to heart.
Wow.
Alexander Peter Sirk was due to arrive back home in Holland Tuesday after reportedly spending 10 days at a Chinese airport in a failed bid to meet a woman he'd fallen for on a dating app.
Oh, wow.
Apparently frustrated by the time and distance separating the couple, the 41-year-old decided to demonstrate his affection by applying a visa and flying around 5,000 miles to visit her.
Wow.
Prior to his July 17th departure, Sirk reportedly sent the 26-year-old woman a picture of his flight details. So he was for real.
Huh.
He's like, here it is.
Wow.
But thousands of miles and probably, I don't know if he had horrible food, but it had to be a long-ass flight.
Yeah, right.
And so many hours later, when he landed in the Chinese city of Changsha, there was no sign of his online love. Convinced that she would eventually come for him, Sirk decided to stay at the terminal and patiently waited for her.
Wow.
Photos of him lounging around and wandering through Changsha Hanghua International Airport soon began to circulate on Chinese social media, and local news reports followed.
Wow.
After 10 days, authorities reportedly took a frail-looking Sirk to a local hospital for treatment.
Oh, wow.
A spokesman for the Dutch Ministry of Foreign Affairs told NBC News Tuesday that Sirk had been hospitalized from Friday at 5:30 until Monday evening. Huh. That's not today. That's like weeks ago. But anyway,
weeks ago.
The spokesman added, "We contacted Sirk and his doctor when he was in the hospital. And of course, we've asked if he needed our assistance, but he declined the offer. Chinese and Dutch officials declined to discuss what Sirk was treated for. We say a broken heart." But Chinese state broadcaster CCTV reported that a local TV channel eventually tracked down the woman. She expressed surprise that her online boyfriend had been waiting for her to show up. She confessed that she thought Sirk was joking about the trip. Zhang also claimed that she was scheduled to have plastic surgery to change her looks completely. No, I just added that. And therefore hadn't been able to respond to Sirk's messages when he arrived in China. The woman reportedly added that he hoped to maintain her long-distance relationship with Sirk. Yeah, I think we have time for this next story.
All right, you got to breeze right through it. It's Reggie
chicky,
Wisdom.
Chicky, 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 bang, bang. Let's fondle my fiddle in the front grill. What is that you say, Anthony?
Say what?
Well, let's find out. By Paul Rodzinka, Dayton, Ohio, police arrested a man Tuesday night after a witness said they saw him trying to have sex with a parked man.
Wow.
According to a police report, officers were called to the 700 block of St. Nicholas Street around 8 p.m. Tuesday on a report that a man was pulling his pants down and swinging at a stop sign. But police arrived in the area. They found a man walking in the 1900 block of Deadwood Street only wearing black gym shorts and shoes. Officers put him in the back of a police car and spoke with the woman who called police. She told them she saw the man standing near a parked van at 805 St. Nicholas Street. She went on to explain she saw Henson pull his shorts down and place his genitals in the front grill of the van that was parked on the street. The woman said he did this for a while and appeared to pass out in a nearby yard. That's when she called police. Henson was arrested for public indecency, is now in the Montgomery County Jail. And by golly, Anthony, there you have it. Back to you.
Wow. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air internationally streaming experience? On-air spelled with an E. Visit chiampa.info, and that's chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight. We'll be back in about 4 minutes as soon as I find the cart. Wait, no, where did it's over here? Wait, hold on. Here it is.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Hello?
Lynn, it's Harold. I'm calling long distance.
What time is it?
2 a.m. your time, sleepyhead.
2 a.m.?
Oh, you would believe the money I save by calling after 11 p.m.
Really?
For sure.
I could save you even more money, Harold.
Oh, baby.
To save 15 to 50% on long distance before as well as after 11 p.m., call MCI and stop talking in someone else's sleep.
Let's have a Play-Doh party!
Yeah!
A shooting star!
You can make all sorts of great things with a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
I made spaghetti!
And now, you can get a Play-Doh Fun Flyer free when you buy Fun Factory in specially marked packages. It's lots of fun, and little enough to take with you wherever you go, while supplies last. The Play-Doh Fun Factory toy comes with everything you see here. From Kenner.
They go again.
I hear Wendy sold millions of hot stuffed baked potatoes last year.
Yeah, and we didn't sell any.
We didn't have any.
Yeah.
Only Wendy's has hot stuffed baked potatoes with chili and cheese and so many other delicious toppings.
I sure wish we'd thought of baked potatoes.
Boy, I feel like a clown.
How do you think I feel?
Hot stuffed baked potatoes for Wendy's kind of people.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. Before we kick off into segment B, I first want to tell you that today is National Bean Angel Day, National Eat a Peach Day, National Pecan Tort Day, National Tooth Fairy Day, and Southern Hemisphere Who Do Who Day. Who gives a flying tooth fairy tort about the Southern Hemisphere Who Do Whoing anything? Go eat a peach. Anyway, be an angel and go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you. Thank you so much, Patty. You're always up on that. So let's see. Oh, okay. So I've got some grocery store hijinks for you tonight. But first, I wanted to take the time to talk about Weekday Rush Hour in the mornings with Betty, because I just got to promote it all the time. So if you're not familiar with Weekday Rush Hour, it runs from 6:30 in the morning. Oh, wait, hold on. No. Oh, there we go. Sometimes
it happens.
It's just difficult. So anyway, so I've got some grocery store hijinks, but I'm going to take a moment. We're going to talk about rush hour. All right, so it runs from 6:30 in the morning till 10:30 in the morning Eastern time. So 5 to 9:30 your time, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so 5:30 to 9:30 your time, Central. So what it is Betty runs. She gives you like 15 minutes of something, some random track. And we carry a wide variety of different programs. Some of them are like discussion shows. Some of them are music shows. Some of them are DJ shows. Some of them are educational shows. Some of them are hippie bluegrass music shows. But there's a lot of different things out there. Thank you. I see. Thank you. I appreciate that. So what we do is we give you 15 minutes of a program, first 15 minutes, and then we kind of move on, and then we give you another 15 minutes of another program. So what it is the whole thought behind it is it's like an alphabet randomized soup type of thing of just a whole bunch of different crap in the morning just to kind of keep your interest. And, you know, I keep adding content to it, so it's getting there. I think we're up for a server reset because it's getting a little punchy on the Michael Slate show. So some of the programs that we run in, this is just some of them, not all of them. Earshot 20, Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox, which I found quite interesting at times. Building Bridges, Crap from the Past, DJ Sin Happy.
Crap from the past.
Constantly going something in the background. Kenneth Doust, Michael Slate Show. Music from the Mountain Bluegrass, Nerd Monster Radio, Radio Curious, Happy Station Show out of Thailand, right? Taiwan, I believe. Taiwan.
Yes.
And the Sunrise Ocean Bender. So definitely worth taking a listen to in the mornings. And we will now move you on to your crazy Florida news. I can hit the right slider. There we go. Damn it.
Can I just make a comment on this news story?
Sure.
That's just insanity and sadness, because that shouldn't happen to anybody. But, so, you know, I guess that's what happens when you get old.
Well, yeah. So our first, and I'll tell you what Joe's talking about. Our first crazy Florida news comes from the Villages News, your one-stop source for news in the Villages. I need a drink. An 85-year-old Village of Rio Ranchero man has been banned from a Villages Publix after allegedly making an indecent proposal to a fellow customer. James will have to appear in Lake County Court to explain to a judge why he offered a woman $20 to play with her breasts. James had been riding in a store scooter.
Wow.
Riding in a store scooter in the bottled water section of the store on Bircha Boulevard in Spanish Springs on the afternoon of August 10th. When he called the woman closer to him, he took her hand and he said he wanted to play with her boobs and would give her $20 if she allowed him to do so. When the woman pulled away, she said, "So you're not that type of girl," according to an incident report from the Lady Lake Police Department. So he thought she was a hooker. Probably looked like one. Who knows? The woman alerted store management. I've seen what shops at Walmart. The woman alerted store management and the police were summoned. When police talked to James, he said he had been joking. Store management told police that they had numerous complaints about James touching things. He was banned from the store and will be arrested on a trespassing charge
if he ever returns.
No more Publix for you.
No more Publix for you. So, all right. So this is kind of a nakedness. Kind of, yeah. This kind of falls in that it's almost Florida nakedness, but it's not quite. So, yeah. Our next story comes from the Daily Commercial, where it's daily and probably has some commercials. Estes, Florida! Three people were charged Thursday after two of them reportedly had sex in a car in a grocery store parking lot with the windows rolled down. Estes police said that when they approached the vehicle, a woman was performing a sex act on Jason as another woman watched from the back seat, according to the arrest affidavit. Jason, 44 of Estes, was arrested on disorderly conduct as well as drug charges after police said they also found him in possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Spring was also charged with disorderly conduct. The backseat occupant, Angel, was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. The incident occurred in the parking lot in front of a Publix on State Route 19 in Estes, just before 5:30 in the afternoon. According to the affidavit, someone called to report a couple having sex in the parking lot after several people had complained to the store manager. Police said when they arrived, they found the silver Chrysler parked three spots from the front of the grocery store. The drugs were found in Jason's pocket as well as in the backpacks in the trunk. Jason was arrested and remained in Lake County Jail Friday afternoon in lieu of $4,000 bail. Both women were released at the scene on misdemeanor citations. And that concludes your crazy, but I still have 2 minutes left. So let's percolate on some of this.
Okay, well, you know what? Publix, I know it sounds silly, but that name just invites a lot of, because of it, because of the way it's spelled and because of the way it just connotates a ghetto-ish sound to me.
Which is funny.
Publix.
Because Publix is actually probably one of the more prominent grocery stores down here. They're one of the nicer ones, too.
But all these crazy things happen at Publix.
Well, that's because Publix are everywhere.
Well, you know. Don't hear these crazy things happening at Starbucks. Although Starbucks doesn't end in X.
No. No.
Huh.
But I don't know. I'm sure people get caught like doing sexy things in the bathroom at Starbucks.
But we've also discussed, too, the fact that Florida just seems to have a propensity of people that
do this type of shit.
They're activated, or they're humidity activated, or gravity just takes hold of stupidity faster there. I don't know.
It's definitely something. It's either in the water or it's in the air, but it's somewhere because it's all over
the
place.
We need to create... You know, not to make light of the Zika virus, which is a very deadly virus.
Wait, is it though?
But we need to create.
Wait, no. But see, I hold the phone. So
holding the phones.
Holding the phones. So here's the thing: Zika is only deadly to pregnant women, and that's the baby. It's not deadly to anyone else that I'm aware of.
That's true. If I was to catch Zika, sure.
You would get sick.
I could transmit it.
Yeah. And you can transmit it to a pregnant woman.
Yeah, I might get flu-like symptoms.
If you're having sex with pregnant women.
But I'm not.
LGBT moment! There we go. We earned our LGBT tag.
Exactly.
Gotta work for it, folks. You gotta work for it.
That's true.
So yeah, so I mean, granted, it's obviously a concern because we're seeing women giving birth to these tiny-headed babies that don't really survive. But it's not like Ebola. It's you'll get sick. It'll be like the flu, and then you'll be fine a couple weeks later.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're a woman and then you get pregnant, that virus creates all kinds of problems for the baby.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So,
and then you walk around with one flat and one pump, and then the next thing you know, it's mass AM.
Exactly.
All right, so I guess that concludes your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on air, spelled with an E, experience? Are you a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or another attention kind of seeking whore looking for more exposure? Well, then visit www.shyampa.info to find out how. And now, hold on to your devices and grab your bongs, bitches. Because those two idiots are going to start blabbering on now, about this or that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Hey!
Yay! It's the plethora discussion segment.
It's the plethora, which usually means the show is wrapping up soon, so we just start talking about all kinds of controversial things.
We just kind of let everything, we're just like, all right, we got 15 minutes to film. What can we talk about?
Right? Well, I do want to, you know, congratulate us on 55 episodes. I mean, we're going on strong, so that's good.
Yeah.
I did want to make mention of the marijuana hemp, medical marijuana hemp fest, which is being put on by Generation Entertainment, and it's going to be Saturday, October 15th, and Sunday, October 16th.
Yes, yes.
I don't have the exact directions, but I will repost that on the Facebook page. Get a ticket. Make sure you're there. Support medical marijuana in Florida.
Yep.
And you know what? We may not be doing a report per se live, but I'm sure after
we'll do a recap data, in the evening. We'll do an evening recap.
Because I'm looking forward to another fun trip to Florida.
No, I agree exactly. It's actually up in it's off of Del Mabry and I believe it's Lake Fern Lutz Road. But definitely check them out. They're awesome. If you're in the Tampa area, if not, then check them out anyway. They're kind of awesome.
Well, and the thing is too, there's going to be all of these delicious food trucks there.
I like delicious food trucks. Hemp Fest. I mean, how can you go wrong?
Exactly. But it'll be interesting because I've been playing around with this app called Surge, S-U-R-G-E for the it's Android. I don't know if it's for Apple. I'm sure it is.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like a lot of the apps, they give you pictures. But in this one, it's pretty simple. You get the option of swiping left or right, left to say forget it, right to say pass or to say yes.
I forget like it or pass. This is the lonely man's dating app. Okay.
But I got to tell you, folks, nothing is different about the people on these apps. It's the same kind of, you send out like all kinds of feelers, right?
Yeah.
You probably like 20 guys and you see which ones respond back.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It's just like it's really sad.
It is the online.
You know, I'll end up communicating with a few people, and it's very brief. And it's like really,
yeah. The online.
That's all you can say.
The online dating app scene. I haven't been on it in a few years, but definitely has. Is the LGB, the G, really, the G, and probably the B. I don't know. The L's don't have a pickup app.
Tinder.
And the T's.
Use Tinder.
The T's are into everything. So I guess it's the GBT. the T's, I mean, come on. Every time you go to any of those, you go to Grindr, you go to Growler, you go to whatever else is out there, and there are at least one tranny in the whole thing.
Somebody gave me their username at my place of business on Growler, and I didn't know what to say. It was just like you couldn't give me your phone number.
was it a transgendered person?
No, or it was just definitely a general a G. person.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
definitely a G.
Okay, definitely a G, not a B. Are you sure it wasn't a? Could it be a G or
no?
A B?
It wasn't a B.
All right, but not, well, definitely not a T.
A B if you're talking about a bear.
No, we're talking about the LGBT alphabet, Sesame Street Rainbow. You know, the LGBTQIL-MNOP. Okay, so it was the G, not the B. It could have been B. It could have been B and G. You know, like sometimes a movie's rated PG-13. This could be.
I am so freaking confused right now. It's not even funny.
That's the point. That's what we're here for. So anyway, so you tried this new dating app, and it pretty much gave you the same results you've gotten with every other dating app.
From any other app. Yeah, from any other app.
You know, that's a shame.
At another app, I found a person that did have like some gaming things, and I kept trying to talk to him about No Man's Sky, but you know, he was playing like some shoot 'em up, kill 'em dead kind of game, and you know, No Man's Sky is not like that.
No, totally different.
You know, so we kept talking and talking, and it's just like, well, he also lives in a really dangerous community in Chicago. There's no way in hell I'm going there.
Uptown,
Chicago Lawn.
Chicago
Lawn.
Where is Chicago Lawn? I think I used to live close to Chicago Lawn.
It's kind of midway-ish, but it's also a little bit south-ish.
Let's see. I got it on a map here.
But, so, you know, and that's, I don't know what kind of person is down there. There's all kinds of people. And I'm not trying to make somebody... I'm not trying to make somebody my prey or my predator. How about that?
There you go. All right. Oh, Gage Park, West Englewood, Ashburn, and West Lawn. So, yeah. Yes. And those are some of the areas where we've been seeing a lot of violence lately. A lot of gun violence.
Yes.
Marquette Park. Yeah. Okay. That's, yeah.
And then here's the other thing, too. Like, the whole... Okay, this is just probably personal preference, but I am not a daddy kind of person.
You're not a daddy kind of person.
I don't go into all that. No,
I'm not into the daddy thing.
I don't use the terminology. I don't get into that scene or that kind of preference. I just like what I like.
What you like.
Right, and so there was this 29-year-old that just decided to go all crazy with, I want you... to adore me clothed and do this as my daddy and then do that as my daddy and then take me into another, and I was just like, what?
Clearly.
Dude,
not
I
your
just said
thing.
Hi,
yeah.
How are you?
Hey, how you doing? We're gonna be all crazy.
These apps, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of user interface it may have.
Yeah.
It's the people interface.
It is, because you get the same people. I mean, in all reality, it's the same people all the time on these things. They don't change. And every now and then you get the new ones. Then all of them go to the new ones. But it's the same thing.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there is some kind of connection that happens, but then it becomes like this weird family-friends drama thing. And, you know, I'm not into all that.
Not in a family-friends drama type of things?
No.
All right. Well, I totally understand that. All right, so what else have you done today?
Well, the Chicago studio got a bit of an upgrade.
Did it now?
Yes. Yeah, we decided to stimulate the economy by purchasing a new tower, and it's a Lenovo.
Lenovo.
It's a Think Center.
It's a Think Center. I'm authorized. Yes. I'm authorized to do warranty work on those. I can fix that computer. Yes, if your computer broke within the warranty, I could fix it and do the whole part exchange with it.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, it's an i5 processor with 8 gigs. It has a gaming graphics card.
Oh, there you
go. So it's specifically a gaming machine.
So it came with this, the gaming card.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, the case is all black. It's kind of got like that textured front, and it's got LEDs on the front.
Red, I
there's
assume.
There's like a Y logo, yeah. And you can control them within an app on the desktop, which is cool. It comes with a keyboard and a mouse wired to it. It plays SimCity 3, 2013 and No Man's Sky beautifully.
Oh, very nice, so, very nice.
Yeah, so. It, you know, I got it from Microcentre. Which I gotta tell you, Anthony, almost all of the employees there were British.
Were they?
I swear they probably saw the fact that it was spelled Microcentre.
Microcentre.
Ah! And they said, "This is the place for us to work."
This is the place for us to work.
It was just kind of awkward at first.
Sure, why not?
Wow, everyone here is British. That's cool.
Huh, how about that? Well, you know.
But no, the person that helped me out, she was really nice. So
was she British too?
She got a nice commission. Yes.
Oh wow! You should have engaged her in some conversation. Excuse me.
Well, to be honest, she was kind of clicky clicky, blinky blinky, clicky clicky, and she clicked on some things she shouldn't have.
Uh oh.
Yeah, she was not. She did. Yeah.
We need a price check in aisle 12. Price check, aisle 12. Need a price check. All right. Well, we know what this music means. It's the ugly lights are coming on music. anyway, hey, folks. Thanks for tuning in tonight or listening in on your favorite device if you're listening to us on a recast, because we're live right now, but now we won't be in a few moments, but then you know how that paradox works. We've gone around with that before. Don't forget to listen to Weekday Rush Hour every morning, 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central, and then on your drive home, 3 hours for Traffic with Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio.
Hi, folks. Grab a glass of wine and then grab your favorite device, and be sure to tune into Weekend with Joe. It's my very own variety show running every Saturday and Sunday afternoon starting at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central.
Great minds think alike, which is one of the reasons we love World Labor Hour from WEFT Champaign Urbana. Actually, they gave us a pretty neat little plug earlier this past weekend.
Yes, they did. Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you very much. Toot, toot. Wait, hold on. Wait, where's my button? There we go. All right. And we carry it here at Cheyampa Radio Saturdays at 6 a.m. Eastern. What? 6 a.m. Eastern and 11 a.m. Central. Wait, did you write this copy?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's so confusing. We carry it at 6 a.m. Eastern and noon Eastern. We do the rebroadcast live noon on Saturday, and then if you catch it on Sunday, it will be the Saturday. Oh my goodness! And now the music is starting. Oh my goodness!
Well, that's okay. Wow, Anthony, so much great programming and talent and stuff you won't find on mainstream media, folks. I can't leave the show without plugging our own website. Visit us at www.shyampa.info for our complete programming schedule.
All kinds of minds think alike. Final Straw, WSFM out of Asheville, North Carolina. Radio 3 for Ups from WGCS out of New London, New Hampshire. And finally, Alpha Press with the show Avery Board by Dan Roberts. And finally, Kevin McLeod of Incompetech, where all of our wonderful, absolutely awesome background music tracks come from. And anyway, folks, if you go on the air, like, sometimes you get a little lost. Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday, maybe. Check out our blog at www.shyampa.info. Remember, don't go do a whopping in your car in a Publix parking lot. You'll get arrested. Have a good week, a good night, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out.
Woohoo! Good night with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.